surprise me again. First in family, what is going on?
On Sunday.
On Sunday. What is going on Sunday? It is a Sunday fun day. Time for a Q&A. So hope you're here. Hope you're having fun. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. And hope you're ready for this unorthodox edition of a First In Live, because we don't normally do this on a Sunday, right? And so since we like to keep it real with you guys, by the way, let us know if you're here, say hello so we're not just talking to ourselves, but since we like to keep it real with you guys, I will let you know how this whole Sunday fun day came to be. One second, hydration, it's important. So if you've been playing along, it was our Jonathan's anniversary.
Yeah.
A-N-N-E. Anniversary. This weekend on Friday. So we wisely took the advice of the First In fam and decided to not do a First In Live on our anniversary. We were at the lovely Gaylord Hotel.
Yeah.
And you know, as cool as voluminous as the room was, as nice as a live would have been from there, we decided, as much as we love you guys, we're not going to talk to you on our anniversary. Yeah. Which is a shocker for us.
This is the first
right.
time ever we've actually taken time to be like, you know what, we're going to do us tonight.
Doing us tonight. And what that meant was we went and had frozen yogurt for lunch, like adults. Yes. And then we went to Capitol Grill for dinner. So go ahead and say it, everybody. Karen's here. Thank you for joining us on a Sunday.
Karen,
I appreciate it.
The cake master.
The cake master. That's for sure. That cake has been fantastic. We got a Facebook user number one saying, hey, hello. And a Facebook user number two saying, hey, y'all. You could see how that confuses us. So click the link if you can, or let us know how it's going on. Us lovebirds, Karen, we are doing just fine, doing better that I got some more cake planned tonight. I'm very excited about it. You rocked that cake, and I think you guys were awesome with your cahootery. That was a big surprise for me, so I was super happy about it. Danielle, how are you? How's it going? Karen says she's still laughing at the anniversarito.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. What can I say, right?
I like
doing dummy
years
stuff.
Running, I guess. I
mean, yeah, 11 years we've been going to that burrito stand, and ain't no fixing what isn't broken, right?
If you're local and you haven't been, you are missing out.
Facebook user number three, well, hey to you. So if you clicked the link and it didn't work, sometimes you got to reset them. The link being the i.amfirst.in/showme. Click that so we can know you are. And if not, just put your name in, because we got three of you anonymous folk. I guess when you're in Google Sheets, it'll say like anonymous fox and whatever. Yeah. Panda, it'll give a name. So that's what we got with you guys. We've got some anonymity that we'd like to rectify. But speaking of anniversaritos, so Friday was our anniversary. So we decided, hey, you know what? We're going to not go live. And the whole intention was, we'll come back Saturday and we'll hit up an awesome live with the fam. And we were ready for it, man. We were all excited. So we got up in the morning, and we had our bangarang in bed.
Yeah.
Because we literally slept until housekeeping knocked on the door. It was amazing.
It was awesome.
It was amazing. So we slept in as late as humanly possible, because that's what we do on our anniversary.
That's all I want to do on vacation.
Right. Sleep. And so it was glorious. Had the knocking on the door telling us to leave. So we got in the car, drove east back towards the home. And hit up some burritos.
Yeah.
And that was our plan. So we're going to go to the beach and handboard, but the waves weren't having it. And everybody and their brother from Cocoa to Melbourne decided they were going to the beach yesterday. So we couldn't find a place to park. So, you know, we hit the beach for a couple minutes, went and got burritos and headed home. And everything was awesome. And we got back home and started working, because what the hell else do you do when you're us but work on the weekend? And we decided, hey, let's go for a walk on the beach. So we've been working for a couple hours. We're walking on the beach. It's like 5:55 p.m. and yeah. We're like looking at shells and we're doing our thing, you know, whatever. And I said, oh, shit. Do you want to go live in 5 minutes? Because we totally forgot and didn't tell anybody and didn't set up a Q&A. So, y'all, we completely forgot about you. We completely forgot that we even had alive. We forgot the First In fam needed, you know, a Q&A this week, and we just couldn't live with ourselves if we didn't hit up a Q&A this week. So that brings us to the Sunday Fun Day Q&A. What do you say? Huh? Is that a story or is that a story? So Murphy has fixed it.
Yeah, you did.
She expired. Let me try again. Thank you so much, Murph. And Val knows the link. She's like, hey, again, I guess the link expired.
It does.
So it does. I wish I knew the rhyme or reason. I wish it would notify you guys so I didn't have to go, hey, Facebook user, like I have to do right here. Hello, Facebook user. How are you? I guess it's reset time for everybody. So hit the link again and let's get you all reset. So what's everybody doing on a Sunday? Anybody got anything for us? We have a couple things to talk about, but it's it's Sunday, so we're a little relaxed. We had our bagels, been working all afternoon. I cranked out a new feature I'm excited to share with you guys today. First looks for the First In fan that's here on Sunday. And we have a question that Mr. Kenjimmy, Hot Cheese himself, asked. I don't see him here, but we'll answer that. But if anybody's got anything, be ready for that free-for-all. We're ready to answer whatever you guys may have and just hang out because we had a lot of time together on this anniversary, so we could use some adult interaction that's not the two of us. I'm just kidding. We really just slept the whole damn time, so it was good.
We did. We slept. This is what we do on vacations. What we do when we go on cruises, too, is we sleep in until sleep the sun work. Wakes us up. It's
that's
amazing.
It's the best thing ever. You know, that whole sunrise pictures you guys see every day, that comes at a cost. It comes at a cost of waking up really early and not getting enough sleep. So,
and even those are not as early as they could be because after the time change, the sun rises at like 6 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, I ain't getting up at 5:15, man. I miss the sky as much as the next guy, but we're going to wait till it catches up.
Not on jujitsu nights when we go to bed at midnight.
No, God, no. Terrible. Ah, my man is here. John is here. She's driving and listening. Well, good. John, I'm glad you're here because we'll jump straight into your question right now so that way I make sure I have a captive audience. Corey's here. What is going on? So, my man, Mr. Kenjimmy, posed the question about reuniting virtually. And he said, thoughts about a mini virtual reunion. He said, I'm thinking like a Zoom call that could serve as a meet the fam, but with anyone and everyone interested. If you like this idea, you're welcome. If not, it was Janice's idea. And John, I gotta tell you, that's a pretty safe bet right there because when you pick one of my favorites to throw under the bus, how tough could I be on Janice, right?
Yeah.
Because I am gonna have to default to if you like this idea or if you don't, go to someone else. And I'm gonna tell you why. It has absolutely nothing without thinking this is an amazing concept or amazing idea. But we've thought about this before, and it actually was asked before during that whole pandemic thing. I'm not sure if we've forgotten about that yet or what, but as a way to get together. And what I want everybody to think of is if you've been on a Zoom meeting in the last year and a half or so, how much fun was it? Period. It tends to typically devolve into some dictatorial, top-down kind of thing while everybody, like, half the group's in their pajamas, the other half's walking to the toilet, someone else is butt naked walking around because no one's really paying attention.
There's kids screaming, pets in the background,
right?
Yeah.
And then two, I want you to think about the reunion itself. So let's imagine, instead of being in person, where we have 25 larger-than-life personalities talking over each other, where you could go and separate into smaller subsections, 5-6 people at a time, one or two if you're that way. You could go off to your room by yourself. You've just got nothing but 23 people talking all at once, peaked volumes all over the place, and no way to control it, right? So it either becomes, one, a presentation where one person has the mic and has 19 people muted, and you just kind of stand there and wait and hope you get called on stage.
Raise hands.
You know? Or two, it becomes absolute, complete shit show chaos of just literally 20 people talking at a reasonable volume at once, creating this cacophonous din that you just literally, your brain can't process, right? I know I can't.
That's Jonathan's word for the week, by the way.
Oh, that's been my word for the last like 2 decades.
Oh, Lord.
Ever since I heard the line, amidst the cacophony of screaming billboards and Disney-fied history, in one of my favorite bands of all time song, because that's kids, we used to have lyrics and they used to mean something. But that's the issue. Unfortunately, passing the conch shell doesn't work virtually. It only works in Lord of the Flies when there is actual fear of death if you speak when you're not holding the conch shell, right? So to make this happen would require like an actual virtual meeting platform. And there are tons of platforms out there. I've researched a few of them. I've thought about getting them. I've got some ideas for some club type stuff that I want to do, which would be good for this kind of virtual platform. But the point is it would require a platform not like Zoom at all, but that is actually set up for virtual meetups, virtual seminars, virtual presentations, virtual conferences, right? And they do. They have an open room where you can have presenters, and they have the ability to go into breakout groups with smaller rooms where you can have four or five people talking about different things, and you can hot seat swap, like you're speed dating, and you can do all this stuff. But the point is, as the thing behind it is, it would take one, time, and two, resources. And what I mean by that is that cha-ching, right? That skrilla-skrilla. And unfortunately, I haven't seen any that we're at the point we can invest in that are gonna do the job the way we'd want it done. And two, I haven't seen the interest that would be there to say that the demand is there enough to meet that, right? So if it's gonna cost, you know, a couple X hundred dollars a month and time and resources, we'd wanna make sure that it's something that members would really be excited about and willing to invest their time and possibly, you know, offset some of those resources for it. So that's the thing. I'm just not convinced that the demand is truly there for it. I think a lot of people are virtual out. And I could be wrong on this, and I am totally 100% open to being wrong. But sometimes when we try to do a meet the fam, we're not even able to get one family member that wants to come on and talk. So how are we going to get a virtual auditorium, right, with people that want to just hang out? I'm all for being wrong. But we would need, you know, some sort of like overwhelming shove in the right direction to invest time and resources into it. And I'm just not 100% sure that that's the greatest use of time right now, but I'm more than willing to be wrong on that if anyone wants to prove me wrong.
I'm going to wait. Jonathan is the mouse. Otherwise I would click the comments and read them.
Well, here you go.
Anna Patterson joining us after work. Hello.
So John, does that make sense to you? I know you're here. Yeah. We're going to catch up on some comments, but let me know if that makes sense, and let me know if I'm off base on this one.
Murphy, you have a question, so let's say hi to everybody, and then we'll...
Murphy, we'll get back to your question. It's a good one. I like it. Coach Steve is here. What's up, Coach? Grayson is here. The party doesn't start until you get in, Grayson. It doesn't start until you arrive. You're not late. You're right on time. John says, I can't believe Janice even asked for that. Janice, how dare you? How dare you? John, I'll be honest. I've thought about this. I've tried to look into this before. I've looked at platforms for virtual summits. And to me, in my opinion, this would almost be something different. This would almost be like an extra layer, like a little spice sprinkled on. Like almost like if you want to get into terrible gross terms, like a mastermind, like a higher level of kind of interaction. Because the people that are going to want to be a part of that, I think would very much be like the people we've had at a reunion. And we'd want to make sure that there was enough people there that were super motivated about it to show up, to not make it just like a one-off thing and done. Yeah. And then we're stuck with a brick of tech that we're not able to use for anything. So let me know if I'm too far off based on that one, or think I'm wrong. If anybody else here thinks I'm wrong, I love being wrong because that gives me a chance to grow. So drop me a line on that one if you can.
Well, we'll keep looking though.
Yeah, if I discover something that blows my socks off and we want to get it handled, I think it'd be great. On smaller scale stuff, you know, getting in a Facebook Live room or whatever with your homies, it's super easy to kind of connect and do those things. But doing it at a scale while still being able to separate it, while being able to peek in and out and come in, man, it's just one of those things. It's a whole lot easier for me to walk from table to table and kitchen to kitchen and room to room than it is virtually. And those things do exist, but they're a little prohibitive right now because they're designed for people that are charging like a virtual event, $100 a ticket to come see these 10 people speak, and then you guys can go breakout rooms and each presenter walks down and they talk or whatever. And if you're making money off it, they're charging money for it. And so that's the thing, is to find one that actually really functions well. It's kind of pricey. So I'm just not sure that that the fam is all for it, but man, I love being wrong. I love you guys proving me wrong. So we'll see about it. Do you want to do our stuff, or you want to drop in Murphy's thing? You want to wait till free-for-all?
No, let's do our stuff first.
Okay. Murphy, hold that thought. Up next on our Sunday agenda is just something real simple. We got some first-in field trips coming up, and we want everyone to be a part of them that possibly can. So if you are in the Central Florida area, even the Vero Beach area, the South Florida, the North Florida, the wherever, July 24th, we will be in my stomping ground, my hometown of Lakeland, Florida, at the joinery to hang out for lunch at noon. We know there were quite a few people that could not make it to the reunion. You better make it to this thing, dang it, because we show up and it's me and Ann and Coach PJ. We're going to be very upset and sad. We're going to eat poke and have a great time, but we're going to be, and some ice cream. And we're gonna be sad that you guys didn't come hang out with us. So please come hang out with us if you can on the 24th of July in Lakeland, Florida at around noon. Anybody can get to the joinery earlier? I say that because it's kind of hard when we get up with two dogs, a godson, and everything else at PJ's. It's kind of hard for us to get out of the door much earlier than that. But anybody get there earlier, wants to hang it down, hold down that corner for us, bully some people out of the way, we appreciate you. But try and make it out to that reunion.
Yeah, come out and see us. That's why we try to travel and go to Central Florida. And we may make it to more places in Florida, maybe outside of Florida eventually. But for now, this is what we can do. So if you can make it, come out. Make the drive. It's cool. The joinery, if you haven't been there, is like a food co-op kind of thing, right? So they've got all kinds of different restaurants, burgers, pizzas. I think there's an empanada place in there, poke, ice cream.
Tampa, I'm talking to you. It ain't that far. I used to drive to Tampa every day to work. Get your butt to Lakeland. Come hang out. You know, the thing is community is everything and family is everything, and getting together is a big part of that. So I don't want to hear you ain't got no support if you don't come where the support is offered.
July 24th, noon.
Same thing. Every Sunday, we're at Einstein's in Vero Beach.
Yeah.
Any one of y'all in the state of FLA can make it out there for a weekend, because there ain't much better to do on a Sunday than have some bagels and go to the beach.
Yeah.
So community is where you find it, and we try to provide as much of it as we can because we love you guys. So come hang out, damn it. Speaking.
Next field trip.
Of coming to hang out, damn it. The next field trip we have coming up before the reunion in December, because the house has been booked.
Yes.
And it is killer.
Guys, there's a Harry Potter room, a Despicable Me room, and something else I don't remember.
An outdoor kitchen.
I'm there's so an outdoor excited. Kitchen.
It's going to be awesome. Reunion in December is going to be fantastic. But before the reunion comes up, the literal, hands down, most important event to first in is coming in Vero Beach. And that is the Tunnel to Towers, Stephen Siller Foundation, 3.43-mile run-walk 5K deal. It is on September 11th this year in Vero, the 20th anniversary of that date. And we want to make it the best event we've ever had, period, when it comes to shows of support, when it comes to involvement, when it comes to participation, and when it comes to everybody getting together. So mark your calendars. Do whatever you can to be here. We understand that not everybody can make it, and that's okay. We will have a virtual option for everyone to participate. Donate whatever you want to donate. We'll put all the money together. We basically matched it. First In matched it last year. And we donated over $1,500, I think, to the Stephen Siller Foundation. We want to try to beat that again this year, have everybody involved. So we will be doing the Tunnel to Towers, rain or shine. I don't care if it's a hurricane. We're still going to go out there and do it.
We did it last year in a monsoon.
Did it last year in a monsoon. It was an unofficial event. It was not put on. They canceled it due to the vid, due to the COVID. And we did our own anyway. It was awesome. And it monsooned on us for over half of it, and no one bitched. It was great. It was fantastic. We got bagels.
Y'all were troopers.
So this year, we want to do a little bit different. If anybody wants to come in, it's on a Saturday. If anybody wants to come in early on Friday, we're going to go snag some dinner, probably get some sushi at Tom Sangiacomo's favorite place, because I think he's about to kill the server. May find a different spot. I'm not sure, but we're going to go out for dinner. Sunday we'll be, or Saturday we'll be hanging out, doing the whole thing. After the event itself, we'll probably go to the beach, hang out, get some sandwiches, go get some tacos. I don't know what everybody wants to do. And then Sunday we'll do bagels at the Einstein's in Vero Beach. And man, guys, there's no better reason to get together than this, hands down.
It's a big one, man. The 20th anniversary is a big deal. For anybody who's never seen it or done it, it is. We do it as a walk. We walk with everybody. We just like to say hi, see everybody. Law enforcement goes out in their gear. Firefighters go out in their gear. People carry flags. The military's out there. They get a lot of support, and this year especially is going to be a big one. It is 3.43 miles for the 343 firefighters that were lost. The donations do go to Steven Siller Foundation, which goes to the Benevolence Fund for firefighters. So they give to families to rebuild houses in need. Firefighters that pass away, they support their families. And they initially donated a lot to 9/11, to the families of those survivors.
Yeah, so, you know, it may not be the absolute most fun throwdown, you know, kind of whatever. Everybody gets affected by this and impacted different ways. Everyone's been touched by this event throughout the last 20 years in different ways. I guarantee you, most if not all of us can remember exactly where we were the moment we heard those towers were struck. And this has been, we've done it since 2018, since we were a brand new company. We still didn't even know how we were going to eat when we did the first one. It was that important to us to get together, and we've done it every year since, and we're going to do it every year since. And maybe one of these years, maybe for our 5th anniversary, we'll start throwing it out there now, put the positive vibes out. Maybe for the 5th year, we'll do it in Vero, and we'll do it in New York. So so we'll see how it's going. Maybe we'll get a trip together to go do it up there, although... My God, I don't know about those $1,000 a night hotels. We'll have to sleep on a corner somewhere, or find a park bench or something.
We'll make it work. To go to New York and see this would be the ultimate goal. But this year is a big one. So,
but yeah, so everybody, if you can't come down and make it, we understand. Please do it virtually with us. We'll go ahead. We'll go live maybe before the event. We'll have everybody drop a selfie in. Everybody can donate, do whatever, honor system. But let's try and give back. Let's try and strengthen this community. And let's try and give back as a whole and do some positive good in the world, because if we're not going to do it, who the hell is, right? So Anna said she did it virtually last year. Hope to do it again this year. That would be awesome. Val says she will be here virtually for the 9/11 walk. That's awesome.
Nice.
Annette says, hello. Hello, Annette. How are you?
Karen,
absolutely.
Come out and walk with us. Yeah. We want everybody who can come down and walk with us, come do it. This is a big thing for us. It means a lot to us, and I know it means a lot to you guys, so
absolutely
come out,
be
walk
there
with us, everybody.
I think it's too early to have like a team registration set up yet or not. We're gonna look into it as soon as registration opens. Did the early registration open?
It might. I'll double check.
We'll double check. We'll get it. We'll post the link up soon. We're kind of going sequentially with things because we understand that overwhelm happens. So if we post about 47 things at once, the chances of people missing them are low. So in the next couple weeks, once we get through July 24th, we'll be posting about this a little bit more aggressively. We'll post about the reunion a little more aggressively. But we want to let you guys know to just go ahead and make your plans. Make your plans to come be with the family, and make your plans to come do some good stuff.
Yep, absolutely. We normally will make a first in team, and we'll let you know for sure. You're in. We got you. Come on. Plan on it.
It's going to be awesome. 11. We want this to be the biggest one yet. Every year it's gotten bigger and bigger. And like I said, last year we were able to give $1,500. Let's try and beat that this year. See if we can't do a little bit more good. We're a little bit bigger family now, a little bit bigger of a crew, so we should be able to have some bigger hearts in it and see what we can do. So that being said, field trip on the 24th.
Yep.
September 11th, Tunnel of Towers, and December reunion. I think that's all we're really going to talk about now. We all know the First In Cruise is coming next year, right?
We're still working on that.
Y'all know to get ready for the First In Cruise next year,
well,
right?
Well, we were told today, too, that Port Everglades, the port in Fort Lauderdale, is very, very close to the Fort Lauderdale Airport where you can fly into. So
we'll be planning that one for the First In Cruise, yeah. Leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. That's all we know. That's all we know. But yeah, so get ready for that one. Mark your calendars for that one, too. So, man, up next. See if this works, because I'm always confused when this works. Up next, let's go talk about some new stuff. Some new stuff for you guys.
New stuff.
Right? New stuff. Now, I mean, you know, I know it's a little bit crazy, but I've been working on this portal, trying to flesh this thing out, trying to do some different stuff for you guys, and I added something that I think is pretty neat. It's something that's going to take involvement from the fam to really build out and make cool. But it's just something I thought was kind of awesome. So click down here in your little magic little button right here, and it's going to tell you, hey, we got a new feature here. The old family faves, right? Because I'm so witty when I name these things. It says, check out the Family Faves tab in the resources section to find Amazon links to some of the favorite gadgets, kitchen tools, food sources, and resources of the First In Fam. If you think something's missing, feel free to suggest your favorites. You can do that right here on your Share Your Feedback, or you can drop us an email. But it says, suggest your favorite links, and we will do our best to get them up here as soon as we can. So what is this thing all about? Well, if we go to the resources tab, I know I clicked it. We can scroll down here and we can see this Family Faves button. So what's going to happen is you're going to click this thing and it's going to load again. It's going to sound very familiar to what I just read to you. Below is a list of Amazon links, some of the favorite kitchen gadgets, tools, yada, yada, yada. Basically what this is a collection of a few of our favorite things. And by few, I think there's like 140, 150.
This is everything we do use, have used, love, as far as gadgets, food, protein powders,
right,
all kinds
stuff, of stuff. Stuff the family likes, stuff the family has suggested, stuff that we use, stuff other people use. We got our waffle makers, our air popper, KitchenAid with our grinder because that's how we grind our meat, muffin tins, anything you can think of. If we've used it or we've heard someone use it, we put it on here. And why did we do that? Because it's overwhelming at times to think, man, what travel scale do I need? What coolers do you guys like? How about hydration? So we put everything here we thought was useful, even silly stuff like PB Fit and jerky, where to find almond flour if you're looking for it. This is by far from complete. We'll be working on this for the rest of our lives, but it is a resource to find stuff like, oh man, where can I find vegan protein bars?
Those are the ones I have every day.
I'm glad you asked. So you can search through this thing, and you can find all the protein powders we use, all the different supplements we use. You need ECAAs or EAAs or BCAAs. You need caffeine. You want some beef liver caps, knock yourself out. But we put this resource together just so everybody could literally find all kinds from trackers. And listen, I use a 935. This 455 is outdated. This looks like an OG Santo Ambit. We got to fix some stuff. But these are just some links we have put together to find all kinds of different stuff. We've got books on here. And for all my people that love to at me with science, I got a couple awesome textbooks for you. You can jump right in and we can book club them if you want. But the cool thing about this tab is, one, you can just scroll through and overwhelm yourself. Or two, you can come right here and you can say you're looking for certain things. So if you only want to look at the food faves of the fam, then you can click this off and you're only going to see these five food choices. If you really just want to look at food, and so you want to find food faves, protein bars, and protein powders, well, great. It'll show you right here everything you're looking at, and then you can scroll down and you can see all the different tools. So this is just something, again, for you guys to check out, another resource for you guys to do. And it's all in Amazon because we figure everybody on the planet now has an Amazon account. So you click any one of these things, it's going to take you right over here to the Amazon link. And you can get you a scale. Look at that. Here we go. So again, it's just something that I thought we could collect all these resources, we could put the stuff together, and we could kind of have this as an ever-evolving tool of where we can showcase not just our favorites, but y'all's favorites as well.
Yeah, so, let us know, because we can add anything you want to this to see that you use. It's an easier way to do it than searching the group, because yeah, you can go in the group and search body weight scale, but you're going to come up with 68 different posts, and most of them are not actually about which body weight scale you want to get. They're just comments, posts. So this should make it a lot easier to get to your things that you want to find.
And like I said, if anybody has any different things or any different whatever, that's great. But this is, you know, again, a resource we're trying to work at. I came home from bagels today on fire, grinded this thing out to get it ready for the live call for you guys. And I just hope it's something that you guys can utilize and help us build out to be even better. And, you know, if you're like, oh man, where do I get that jerky at? You know, obviously we know Ostrom's missing from here. Yeah. We got to add that. I just sent her a thing today. As I did this today, I noticed 1 milligram fish oil caps are missing. That's a favorite hack for me to tell people when they need just 1 gram of fat to use this. We know it needs to be built out. help us build it. Send us the link if you can, so we don't have to go searching and have some miscommunication between what you're looking for, and we'll do our best to keep building this thing out. But I think this is going to be a great resource to have, and that's what this whole tab's about, right? It's about resources for the family. So I think this is a good one. I hope you guys dig it.
Yeah. If you guys want to see something, let us know what you want. This is all things that we have used. We have tried and trusted these things. These are our weight scales. This is our food scale. So if you use something and love it, let us know.
Put it on there, because this is a family resource. It's not a Jonathan and Ann resource.
No, we want things that you guys know and trust and love. So food sources, you have a different body weight scale you love. Let us know, because if you've tried it and love it, chances are somebody else will too. I'm not just going to throw anything on here if it hasn't been tried.
Right.
So I didn't just go find links for random foods. This is all stuff that we've personally used to make sure that it is good for you guys.
So FBU says it's a great resource. Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. Val loves it. You know, lots of stuff in here you can find there. But where do you get your popcorn popper? Yeah. From Amazon, right there. That's the one we use.
Those Alyssa's cookies, by the way, they're up on the screen, that third picture over there.
Should I not have this one? Should I slide down to something else?
Those oatmeal bites are amazing.
People ask where I get my Metrix Big 100 bars. That's right there. That's it. Anna says, I love it. Literally using my KitchenAid meat grinder while listening. So these are things that, you know, we've found that are super awesome. It's in your member portal right now under the resources tab. Go check it out. Annette loves it. Man, thank you. You guys, you guys make me feel good, because a lot of times I think I know like what might help, and I'll get crickets from it. So I'm glad you guys dig this. Help us build it out. Help us make it even better, and let's make it as big as we can. If there's an entire category we missed, let me know.
Yeah, let us know. We'll put it on there. Just things that you have used, things that you like, things that you use every day. That'd be perfect. Our Vitamix is my favorite. So this has got to be Emily.
Is this Emily Schaefer, Facebook user?
Love. Listen, Vitamix is a little expensive, right, as far as blenders go.
But
best ever.
Yes.
Best in class. Still the best thing we ever bought. Yeah. Worth it.
That was the collection. You know how when you guys get married, if you've been married before, and everybody will get you like a gift card. You know, hey man, we can't get you, you know, whatever bougie thing you asked for. Yeah. We're not very bougie. We asked for gift cards. I think a lot of our stuff came from Rogue.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards. We combined them and grabbed our 20% off discount and bought our Vitamix. That was like our first adult purchase.
Yeah. Loved it ever since.
Sounds kind of weird that I said it was our first adult purchase. But our first grown-up purchase. That's better than an adult purchase. So we got our Vitamix on here. We have our KitchenAid in here, and right by it's the grinder. Everybody asks how he makes these muffins. Oh, it is Emily. Yay. She clicked the link. Good. Yeah, man, that Vitamix is killer, man. We're going to make some banana ice cream this week. But, you know, waffle makers, do you want the mini? Do you want the big one? Maybe we got the wrong one. Here's a rice cooker. If you get the foodie, you have a rice cooker. All these different things, different versions of travel scales, whatever else. If we're missing it, let us know. But we thought this would be a great tab on the resources.
Yeah.
So Val, the UR caramel or the UR protein and the Bangarang are on the discounts page, and I'll show you why. Those are on our discounts page because these codes here, First in Fam and First in Fam 20, that get you 15%. You guys can't see my mouse. I'm pointing, I promise. But, these 15% off and these 20% off codes will not work on Amazon.
And you you might be able to get these on Amazon, but
you can get Bangarang on Amazon.
Can you? Okay.
But you won't be able to use our codes. So we've got these available here because we want you guys to save the money and use those codes. I will be putting a link to RecTech on there, but I will also advise that it's probably better to order from RecTech directly, because the last time I looked and saw the Bullseye on there, it was an older version and it wasn't direct sold by RecTech. So I will confirm that it is direct from RecTech. We don't have to have only Amazon links on there. I can actually, now that you mention it, make a note of this.
Like I'm gonna remember.
I can try and find out if I can actually put these links with this discount code to link direct to Bangarang inside of that resources portal. And if I can do that, then that's a really good idea. So thank you for bringing that up. I didn't put them in there to begin with because of the fact that they won't come from Amazon, and that was an Amazon links page. Yeah. But at the same time, I think it's worth it to have a more of a one-stop shop once you know what you're looking for. And Val loves her Vitamix too, so that's awesome. You know what we forgot to do? And you know what I'm realizing right now? Got to turn that fan on.
Yeah, it's getting warm in here.
Why don't you hold this down? Hold down this fort.
Hold it down. I'm excited about this page because we find things through you guys, right? Like, so at the reunion, we all kind of found different things that everybody was using. What your favorites are, not what my favorites are. But if we find something like that, guys, put it on this page because I want all the family favorites on this page for you guys.
So, yeah. So, again, see, I love being wrong. Val, it's a pretty good idea. I could come right over here, hopefully. And it may janky up the format a little bit. Like when I have to add in, like, say, under travel food scale, I have to add in discount code first in fam. It may clutter it up a little bit, but I'm the only one that cares about that crap. You guys don't care about how pretty stuff is as long as it works, right? So I hope you guys dig this. I hope you guys have fun with it. I hope you guys come through, help us build it out a little bit more. If we're missing any categories you guys think that you'd rather see on here, let us know. If something's mislabeled, let us know. But yeah, made a new toy for you guys and the fam. I hope you dig it. Which brings us to the free-for-all. Back in your face and ready to rock this out. So if you have any questions, now's the time to drop them. I am going to go search for the one question I know that Murphy asked.
There it is.
And she says, I have a question, anniversary edition. What is your one piece of advice for couples who Ooh. Work together?
You want to hit that one first? Mm.
You know, this is a good one. The interesting thing about this is we have always worked together. So what I mean by that is we met on the job, right? We were both firefighters for the same department. We met in paramedic orientation. We moved in together literally the night of our first date. Like, yeah. That sounds like a ha-ha, but that's the truth. We literally...
It was true. I was moving out of my house, the family house in Citrus Park, in like, you know, an hour from him, so it wasn't close. And yeah, I basically stayed... Yeah, I basically just stayed at your house.
Yeah, I mean, forever. You know, so...
I just moved my stuff.
So we had been together, you know, working together, doing the same job together, and... running calls together, the first fire ever pumped, she was on the nozzle. We'd run into each other at the hospital all the time. So we've been together the whole time. And then our days off, we spent lifting together, you know, and recovering together. So we're used to being together all the time. When the pandemic hit and you hear about all the instances of the increase in divorce rate and the domestic violence rate and people finding out they really didn't like their spouses, we're kind of like, we've been doing this our whole lives. We've been doing this since day one. So to me, the biggest piece of advice I can give about working, you know, with your partner or your couple is the biggest piece of advice I could give for becoming a couple. And that's make sure you're with your best friend. You know, make sure you marry somebody that you actually like, that you enjoy being around, that you have things in common with. It doesn't mean that you have to be mirror images of each other, because we're not. But we're a lot more aligned in terms of what we enjoy, what we like, what we want from life, and what we're willing to do to achieve those things than we are different. No shocker here for anybody that knows us and can probably tell you that I am far more driven, far more aggressive, far more focused than she is. I probably want more than she does. I want to achieve more and do more and whatever. But at the same time, that doesn't mean she's a slouch. It just means I'm kind of crazy. And she's able to support that in the best way that she can. And that's what you need. You don't need two people that are doing the same thing. You need somebody that can fill in a gap or support up a structure for the other one.
It is true. I'm the slower one. I'm a little more just, let's just go with the flow and be happy about all the things all the time, which doesn't always serve me well.
Damn sure ain't been happening this week. I've been having to mellow her out way too much. Good thing
I've
been,
I was stressed this week.
Good thing I've been really up on my stoic philosophy lately, or else I'd have been just as garbage as she is. But that's the thing, man. Can you read the room? Can you read the room with your partner? Can you tell when maybe you got a little bit more in the tank than they do? So can you give a little bit more and fill in that gap, even if it's not your normal role? So for me, I think my one piece of advice is, if you're going to work together, man, make sure you like that person. Because it don't get easier. You know, it doesn't get easier when you spend literally, this is our life right here. Yep. Like, we've been connected at this hip like this since day one, 11 years of that. That's why when I say we've been together like 82 years, I mean it. Like, the average couple that works a 40-hour week, they spend that apart. Then you go to your gym time or your friend time that night. Maybe see each other for an hour each night. No. You know, we busted that out by breakfast time. We've spent that many hours that most couples get in a week. We've done that day one Monday before lunch. We've spent more time together than your average couple has. And for us, that's the only thing that makes sense. When we started dating, we were both on the same shift, which, if you're not familiar with how our fire department worked, how many work, we worked 24 hours on and 48 hours off. So one on, 2 days off. That's the only way I was going to date her, we're on the same shift. Because to me, what do I always say? If you can't sustain it, don't start it, right? There's no way I'm going to invest and commit to a relationship if I'm on A shift and she's on B shift and we have one day left, this guy, that we could possibly hang out on, which is her coming off shift so she's exhausted and I've got to go on shift so I got to go to bed early. There's no way that's worth it to me. Giving up 60% of your life to only see somebody for 30%, that's not worth it to me. I know that when I'm going to have a partner, when I'm going to be with someone, it's because I want to be with them. And if that's not the case, I would highly suggest against working with your spouse. The couples that I know that are successful with a working together type of relationship, one of them is members of the family, Nick and Aaron Raines. They're the closest couple that I know to being like us. Like, all they want to do is spend time together. Like,
them and Tom and Debbie Ruffner, who are also in the family, they work together, live together, do everything together.
And our friends Jen and Derek are the same way too. They're both PhDs. They both have backgrounds, high level athletes in some alternative sports. She's a high level black belt in jiu-jitsu. He had to start doing jiu-jitsu. She gave him no choice. Does jiu-jitsu. Same thing with Ann. So that's the thing for me is it works for us because we dated the right person for each other. We fell in love with our best friend first and foremost. And sometimes, like all best friends, you wanna choke the shit out of them. But that's why we do jiu-jitsu. So what works for us is, and the reason we can do what we do is because we enjoy being around each other. And we do tend to fill in each other's gaps. Over the years, we've gotten a whole lot more alike. We were a wide gap in our personalities first got together. She was the happy one. She likes to remember like it's still that way. It ain't that way anymore.
It's not.
And I was the super cynical, angry, all the time one, like no positivity. And we've kind of converged. I think I've dragged her to the dark side a little bit while I've gotten a whole lot more of a different outlook. And so sometimes we're kind of now crossing those extremes. But yeah, we just married right, you know, we did it for the right reasons. And I think that's what helped us.
I think we were talking about this morning too, a little off topic, but we were talking this morning about these days people get married and it's, somebody had told us, oh, you made it past the 7-year itch. Congratulations. You know, we were like, nowadays it's more like seven months, 7 weeks. Like,
yeah.
People don't stay together for very long. It's hard to find couples that have been married for a long time or a good amount of time. Outside of like you've been married for 50, 60 years, you know, and we both came from families that his parents are still married. Mine would be, you know, they were married for 40 years. So it's, we come from a different background, I think.
And this is not a testament that says stay in a bad relationship.
No.
We also got married late, late-ish. You know, we were older. And the thing is I had plenty of failed relationships before that. If you're in a bad relationship, this isn't me saying stay in it. Mm-mm. But her parents were together. My parents were together. They celebrated 50, 51, 50, yeah. Something like that, 50 years together. And the thing is, I saw them have rough spots, and I saw them work through it. When we have our rough spots, when life has handed us some fucking lemons, we didn't look outside, we looked inside. We depended on each other, and that's the same way it is with work. So don't get me wrong, not everybody had that growing up, not everybody had that experience, not everybody had that thing to look to. Some people had terrible home lives, and maybe that's why, you know, relationships aren't what ours are.
And there certainly are relationships that you should not stay in.
Absolutely.
There are hands down.
So when I make that joke about the 7-year itch or the 7-day or whatever, man, if you're in a bad relationship, leave it. If you're in a bad friendship, leave it. If you're in a bad work relationship, leave it. Life's too short for that shit.
Yeah.
We married for the right reasons. And that's why I think we're able to do what we do. Because we know it's not common. You know, we know that. We How many husbands do we know in jiu-jitsu? I wish my wife trained. I wish my wife did this.
Yeah.
You know, we're fortunate because we didn't rush into anything, and we picked our partners wisely. You know, I guess that's it. So just like any other business partner, choose your partner wisely. If you want to work with your spouse, I hope you did the right job, your due diligence when you picked them, because you're not going to change them too much.
I think one of the biggest things as far as working with your spouse, Murphy, we are mirror images of you two. It's funny. As far as working with your spouse, I think one of the biggest things, and I had to learn this because I'm a girl, I'm a little sensitive sometimes. I'm a big person, but I'm still a little sensitive, right? So you have to learn to separate work and your relationship, because while they're both relationships, one is your emotional relationship that you're connected to. The other is a working relationship. So he has had to hit me with this one a few times, like, hey, this is not personal. This is business. This is work. This is you taking care of your work, taking care of the family, and then we can go back to our relationship and go and talk in a different way. That's been the hardest thing. So you have to learn to separate, hey, now is work time. Now it's emotional time.
You know,
and that's tough for me.
And that's the thing is like, you know, we're 100% transparent with you guys, and we are the co-founders of First In Nutrition. But when it comes down to who makes a business decision, there's not a shocker here. I'm the boss. And that's not an ego thing, but I'm the guy that spends the hours researching, that does the training, that gets the education, that lives for this stuff, that thinks about nothing more than how to make First In amazing. So when it comes down to a business decision, you have to know who's in charge, and you have to be willing, when you are the boss, you're in that role, you have to be willing to say, like, hey man, I hear what you're saying, but this is work right now. And I get that you may be upset, and I get that you may feel something right now, but we're gonna stuff those, and we're gonna focus on work. And you gotta have the relationship that can handle that. Because when it's time to do work, it's time to do work. And this isn't like all fun and games, I promise you guys. There are a lot of tough decisions that have to be made, and there is a lot of hard calls and lines in the sand that have to be drawn. And when balls get dropped, when I drop them, I want somebody to drop that hammer on me. When she drops them, the hammer comes down. The hammer comes down. And that's because you guys are important. And we have a work relationship. Like we have to work. So when a ball gets dropped, it's not like a something I take lightly, because the family's involved. So you have to be able to separate and compartmentalize those things too. And I think it's obvious that some of us do a better job of that than others, just by design of how we're built and, you know, how we were raised and all those certain things. And yeah, you gotta be willing to understand that, hey, if we have an argument about work, that doesn't mean I don't love you. That doesn't mean that we're having a tough spot in our marriage. It means that fucking we gotta get work done. I've said the quote no less than 1,000 times to Ann, you never talked back to a chief like that. You never told your misogynist captain that. You're not going to tell me that. And we've had the big boy voice sometimes, like, listen, man, you know, if you want to grab the books, you want to get the education, you want to dive into the resources, and you want to obtain this level of whatever, let me know. I'll just do nothing. Not that she does nothing, but I'll just sit back and float, and you tell me what to do, and you set the sail, and I'll just enjoy the breeze. But if you don't want to do that, and I'm willing to do that, right or wrong, we got to pick a direction, we got to go. And there are plenty of times to help me steer the ship, but when we've said this is number one, it now becomes number one, and we can't drop that ball. And we're pretty good at handling that.
So I guess it's defining roles would be how we're going to say this. You have to have separation between your work relationship and your marriage relationship, and you have to have defined roles as to who you are, what you're doing, what you're responsible for, and if it gets messed up, you get the hammer.
You got to, because people's lives matter. You know, you guys matter to us, and you know, it's not that you ever lose sight of that. It's sometimes your actions don't necessarily line up with your overarching goal. You have to course correct. You have to get those back in. And we're pretty good.
We're working on
at separating that. You know, yeah. It's a work in progress. But if anybody thinks that start your own business, they said. It'll be fun, they said. You know, that's why I love the fact that we don't treat this like a business. We treat it like a family. But the flip side of that is, man, you get really passionate about little tiny things. Things that maybe you should probably take a step back from a little bit. And she's sometimes better at that than I am. Like, hey, man, it's really okay. If we didn't have that one muffin tin in this list ready today, we can add it in later. You right. So if you pick the right partner, you're able to balance each other out a little bit. And even when one's a little bit more extreme than they should be, you're able to kind of hold on to it and balance them out later. That's how I've been with her all weekend this week. She's been a monster.
Ooh, monster. What a mess. Hormones. I'm telling you, man. That's.
So Karen says, I get it. That's Gary and I. Yeah, man, you and Gary have a very much a yin-yang thing and almost like the artist and the practical application balance you guys have together too with my flippin' family and everything. Man, you guys support each other really well, so that's really good. We must have said something she liked. Emily Schaefer says, we're at 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are going to be just fine. I ain't worried about that one bit. Stephanie's here, but super late. Glad you're here. You walked in right in some serious heavy shiz. Yeah, man. I think this is a good one. Murphy, good question, man. Karen loves this combo, too.
You know that we'll be honest with you guys. If you want to know something about our personal life or anything, well, we're happy to share.
Axe it. Val says, been married for 23 years in November. I know from COVID, having my hubby home with me would be a hurdle.
Yeah.
I'm used to working from home 16 years and having him in my space 24/7 was rough, but we both chose each other every day and chose to make the marriage work. You have to do that.
Yeah.
Guys, that is not an easy thing. When we dismiss it casually and say, oh, we've been planning for this our whole lives. We work at home, we train at home, we stay at home. That is not to discount anyone else's situation. I have to imagine completely having that life disrupted and completely having that person thrust in your space is difficult.
Yeah.
That's why you probably wouldn't want to start a business together. You wouldn't want to work together. And that's what I want to say to Murphy is we've just always been this way.
Yeah.
We've always been attached literally 24/7, you know, as much as we can. You know, I joke about it, but I went to jiu-jitsu for me. And within like 2 or 3 weeks, old girl's coming to every class. I can't even go to the advanced class anymore. Master's like, you can bring her. I'm like, she ain't advanced. She didn't need to be here. Oh, you bring her. Because Master knew that was the only reason I would go. Is if she was there making sure I went. Because he's smart. Go figure. But yeah, man. I mean, within 2 or 3, I thought, I got a hobby. I got friends. I got my thing. No, here she is right there with me. And that's okay. That's us. That's how we are. It'd be weird now if you think about how much we both love jiu-jitsu. What if she didn't ever do it?
One of us, yeah.
I'd be sitting there bitching with all the, I wish my wife trained. You know, when Taylor showed up, I'd notice her hair got did. So that's the thing, man. For us, Murphy, it's just who we are. It's kind of, you know, when we made this move from the fire department to Vero Beach, we didn't work together. The way our outfit was set up before, food was on one side, training was on the other side, and Anne, by my partners, was not allowed to do food. She wasn't allowed to coach nutrition. She had to focus on personal training. And I saw the writing on the wall in that facility because it was going downhill rapidly. Still is. But I saw that and I said, no, guys, listen, as we're growing, Anne needs to do food. And finally, I just said, Anne is going to do food. My company, I bought in. Y'all listen. And she started doing it that way. And then, yeah, that wasn't teaching her how to do this stuff. It's like, yo, listen, stop.
Yeah.
Your opinion right now, that's not what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on these systems. Once you've learned these systems, once you've executed these systems, once you have practical application under your belt, once you can show me the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 members you've ran, then I would love to hear your opinion in some real-world scenario situations. But we're not going to talk about what you read on the internet. We're not going to talk about whatever. This is how we do things. And she was like, okay, no problem. Are you able to do that? If you're not able to do that, if I'm not able to do that with her, guys, newsflash, Anne's a training coach. I'm not. If you had to pick a Montgomery to program your training, you want her. Because not only has she done it in person, I just get frustrated when idiots don't listen to me when I tell them how to squat, and I see them 2 weeks later, you know, quarter repping. I'm not the guy you want. Not only does she have the in-person experience, not only does she have the years under her belt programming, she trains to get better at it. She has a certification. She reads the literature on it. She works with our coach to become a better coach because our coach is a fucking genius. So she trains with him every week to become a better coach. That's who you want to be your coach. You don't want me. You want the person that's developed to it. So if I had to, you know, start training, I would defer to her 100%. It doesn't matter that I read 27 million books on the subject. She has the practical application of knowledge, so I have to be willing to listen to her. If you can't do that, then you're probably not in the right spot working with your partner. I have no problem saying she's the expert. Zero. Doesn't hurt my feelings. So you want to make sure that you're able to do that and that the ego can be checked too. Murphy says, great advice. I love it. I thought a non-controversial question was due for me. Good job, Murphy. At least you didn't bust out the colon broom or whatever other secret hack you're trying to do 50 pounds down and a year later. Anna Patterson says, I think an important lesson that I learned is that not every couple should work together, and it's important to understand that, like you said, it's not personal.
Yeah.
Big facts right there. Every person is different and every relationship is different. And that's why we don't compare, right? We don't need to sit there and go, well, I wish our dynamic worked like their dynamic, or I wish I did nothing because my wife was a rich doctor and just took care of me all the time. We never want to compare because everyone's situation is unique. And like we talk about with the pandemic, we're all in the same storm, but we're all in different boats. If we're lucky, some of us are in Nancy McGowan's dinghy. But for the rest of us, we're in a different boat, and we have to look at where we're at with the partner we have. And not everybody's gonna wanna do everything like we do. My God, you know how many guys on the job would pick up overtime shifts to avoid going home to their wives?
Most of them.
Tons. And you're talking about 10, 15, 20 year marriages. Oh God, dude, if I saw my wife every day, I'd die.
Yeah.
What, that's crazy. I'd always get, hey, Ann, see her at the hospital, you know, what's up, man? Grab her butt, you know, do all the things, you know? It's like, it's just different, and everyone's different, and it's not a judgment call for me. But if you're asking what my opinion is, I love being around my wife. That's why I married her, you know? So it's easy for me to go, well, that's how it works for us. It's not that someone doesn't love their partner if they don't be around 24/7. It's just different dynamic and people want different things. Some people have a people meter that gets filled real quick. Yeah. If you've got a real quick people meter, one of my best friends, he actually lived with Ann and I when we lived together, my buddy Matt. When he was dating a girl on the job, he was on A shift and she was on C shift. And he said the only reason they worked is because he had 24 off by himself because he can only take so much people in, even from a person he was in a relationship with. He's like, I don't want to see her every day. I don't want to do it. So for some people, that's their gimmick, man. That's their deal. And I'm not here to judge. You do you. If it's working, I'm happy for you. You know, but for us, it's having someone who's supportive, having someone who wants to be around, and having someone who's able to have those tough roles we have to take in this position. I mean, guys, you're not going to look behind this flag here and see our org chart drawn out. But we do have an org chart, and there is a top of it, and there is a lower level of it. And, you know, we know where the org chart is.
Yeah.
You got to know where you fall on your org chart if you're going to work together. Karen's laughing at something. Val says, don't get me wrong, it was a good thing he learned that me working from home all those years wasn't as easy as he thought it was.
Yeah.
You know, not that...
got cut off.
Yeah. We'll catch up with that one. But yeah, it's never as easy as it sounds, right? I had a guy one day tell me, we were talking about coaching and everything we were doing first hand, and he's like, oh man, I didn't know you had to do all that. I thought you just did a couple check-ins and hung out at the beach all day. And like, if I could have reached through and just choked the crap out of him, I would have. No, that is not what it's like. Ann and I are not just, you know, fanning them, sunning on the beach all day, doing one or two check-ins a day and getting to have the good life. That's not it at all.
Oh, Emily's body's changing in awesome ways already. Training is one of those funny things, man. You start and everything's kind of hard and everything kind of hurts and you're sore. And then you start to pack on week after week after week. And you kind of do the same things with little changes week after week. And then at some point you go, holy crap, I'm stronger. Holy crap, I look better. holy crap, I'm on the right track. Training adds up in real small little ways, and then all of a sudden you see it, you feel it, you're stronger, you look better. That's a cool thing, man, watching you change.
Murphy says she's growing, she's learning, she's evolving a little bit, not trying to stir the pot all the time, and not looking for shortcuts and quick fixes. I appreciate that. Keep out of my DMs with your downstream. I'm not joining your MLM.
Yes, Val, there are bonuses like no travel time, plus, but it's super stressful and you have to be very diligent and organized. So we have a new appreciation for each other's professional-wise. But yeah, if we weren't BFFs, we never would have made it.
That's the big truth right there, you know. And the thing is working from home ain't for everybody. No. Working together ain't from everybody. Different strokes, different folks. If it's working, keep working it. If it's not, and you want things to change, you've got to change some things. Anna says, exactly, I have a healthcare worker mind and approach, and he has a business mindset, and those don't often align in the workforce. At home is a different story, but at work we communicate very differently, and it would drive each other nuts. Anna will be the first one to tell you that, I don't want to say that she didn't want to leave, but she never thought she was going to leave the fire service. I never thought I was going to leave either, but as soon as we both started figuring out we were going to be able to help people in different ways, and that's where I was motivated to move. She just kind of said, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, I trust you. And just supported me in it. Self-starting, being driven, wanting to be the boss and be number one, that's never what she wanted.
No.
She was great as a boss in the fire service, as a lieutenant, as an officer. But as far as like, you know, being the chief of a department, probably not what she wanted to do. Being the head of the county commission that makes decisions for the chief of the department, probably not what she wanted to do. Running for president of the United States, probably never what she wanted to do.
I'm very much not an alpha.
You know, and the thing is, you know, for me, I've been, had a business mindset and been an entrepreneur since I was a child. You know, whether it was X, Y, Z, hustle these cards, do whatever. But specifically from planning a band, and you got to get home. So you got to sell these records. You gotta have a design. You know, we had a merch stand with in the guys that are in As You Wish, cause they were at the tail end, you know, and the guys that were in Yorick's Hero, especially like Raphael, will tell you that I had it down to a science. You know, you go to a punk rock show and people put their merchandise out, and you'll be lucky if someone just folds a t-shirt and on a piece of tape writes $10 on it. We had sewn tablecloths with rope lights in them, and I brought around chain link fence that I drilled holes in and shoved red rope lights through, and we hung our merch. I stole a mannequin off of a food truck outside in Tampa. Someone told me there was a mannequin out there. I went up there with bolt cutters, cut this mannequin down, and set it on our table so it could wear our hoodie and a hat and sunglasses. You know, so when we'd set our merch table up next to every other band, including national acts, we looked like we were big shit, and that's because I needed to get home. So I've been hustling. I learned how to do graphic design and was a freelance graphic designer for other bands because I didn't want to just deliver pizza. Like, so I've been doing this for day one, you know, in trying to do these things. I mean, I did UFC fighters, like, you know, Brad Imes and a couple other guys. Who was the guy? The Maniac, Tim Silva, that was a UFC champ on his website. I was doing stuff for fighters and stuff for warrior wear and all this stuff. And then the economy crashed. And that's when I said, you know, maybe not having everything taken away from me, I'll go get the security, the fire service. And then I didn't last long enough. I kind of wanted to do something different. That whole civil service for me, when they literally in my department penalized all incentive to excel, that's when I had to find something else to put my effort into. And I never thought it would take me away from the fire service. But when it did, this is kind of how I've always been. I've always been that let me do something, let me learn something, let me try something. And Anne doesn't have that background. And that's okay. She kind of went with me, and I have to understand that too. Like, hey, I can't expect you to be me. She does all the time. She's like, I'm not you. And I'm like, I don't want you to be. But I do want you to be the best you can be. And sometimes I think I can bring out a little bit more than she wants to give. And then sometimes I can be too demanding. And I've got to know when I'm revving that line too.
We're working on that. It's a work in progress always.
Yeah, it was hilarious, Murphy. Every DM you send is hilarious. I'll be the first to tell you.
I laughed.
So guys, that was us in a shelled nut right there. when it comes to you know, what my suggestion is if you want to work with your couple or as a couple. And I will tell you this, we can't do everything together. You cannot put us in a canoe.
Oh my God, we almost split up over a canoe.
That almost broke us early on in our relationship. That whole, like, go on a canoe date, that is not a good plan.
Oh, for crying out loud, that was awful.
So we cannot canoe.
And we were it wasn't like, let's just go paddle out onto this lake and we could turn around and go back. It was like a 4-hour canoe trip that we were, like, down this river.
Oh. Worst Groupon ever. Thanks, Anne.
It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't think that we're perfect and we got it all figured out. No canoeing here. Canoodling, sure, but canoeing, not so much.
We need, like, the single person kayaks.
We can kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can row our own boat. we didn't do too well river rafting. I don't know if you guys saw the picture I posted on Facebook with my giant melon head. 8 years ago when we left for our honeymoon, I looked like I was so red and like I looked like my blood pressure, like my head was going to explode like a tick. My neck was like, oh God. Anyway, that was our honeymoon. We were dieting. We were doing carb backloading then, which is awesome. Thanks, Steve.
Fun.
Thanks, Coach Bogle. Worked out well for me. But we went whitewater rafting in France, mm-hmm. in Nice.
Yeah.
And we didn't do too good with that either. We had a couple talks, like, when I tell you to fucking paddle, you will paddle the direction I say, and we can talk about it after this is done.
So it was not as bad as the canoe, though.
Not as bad as the canoe.
And really, that one went south when Jonathan decided, we're down these rapids, and there's, like, big rocks that stick out of the water, right? So your boat has to go over the rocks. These people got stuck. Like, the middle of their boat got stuck on this rock. This one goes, hey, hold the boat. He's what?
Freshly minted,
dude,
Swiftwater tech.
He jumps out of our raft.
Freshly minted Swiftwater tech.
Tells me just to hold it. Just hold it. Just stay right here. I'm in the middle of a rapids in a boat.
All of our Swiftwater techs here, like Coach Adam and Greg and Steve, are going to be laughing their asses off because the first rule of Swiftwater is you never get out of the boat. It is reach, throw, row, and go is a completely last resort that no one ever does.
He just threw his paddle at me and jumped.
And I just thought Billy Badass, brand new Swiftwater tech, was going to go wade across this Swiftwater river. I was super buoyant back then. Wade through this river and save these people because, you know, superhero, right? Because who doesn't want to break a leg in France and drown on their honeymoon?
They were not dying. They were just stuck on a rock.
But I was pretty much so pissed off at Miss Row the Boat over here that I'm like, I'll do anything to get out of this right now. So I saw a good chance to get out of the boat, and I did. I took it. Can't blame me for that.
Oh, God. He did get them off the rock.
Yeah, that is a good one right there. What story was worse? Jeremy and Blueberries or the canoe? Trust me. This canoe was way worse.
We almost split up because of that.
Yeah, that canoe trip was rough, man. Like I said, it was about a month in, and I was like, yo, man. Yeah. You see, you want to see someone, you want to see how y'all interact, get in a canoe.
Oh.
Get in a canoe.
Oh, no.
And it is, like I said, it wasn't like a lake where we could turn around. It was a river. And part of the river was low, and you had to avoid the branches, and you get stuck. And it's like, listen, put your damn paddle in the thing, and you just look at trees and find some squirrels, and I'm going to do this by myself because you are terrible.
It was awful.
Val says, we can't canoe. Either just go in a circle. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just no concept of physics. No concept of this reaction is going to cause an equal and opposite reaction. Hold that paddle. No canoes. Now, we kayak on our own, she was able to do just fine.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, I was crying too, Murphy. I was crying too. That's why I want to jump out of that raft in France. Just get me out of here.
Yes.
Can't paddle. So, What did Anna say? Shit, I almost ended up paralyzed trying to help a raft get off the rocks while whitewater rafting.
Don't get out of the boat.
Do not get out of the boat. It's the last thing you do is get out of the boat.
They tell you that in the safety briefing.
If you guys aren't aware, like, this is why when I see, because Adam's in the Potomac, and so Coach Adam is, like, as legit a Swiftwater tech as there is. Like, they are in swift water. That is a nasty, will kill you river. Water's really tough, guys.
Yeah.
when that's moving swiftly, you're not fighting it. You've got to go with it. And when you get out of that boat, there's all kinds of stuff under that water you can't see that will stop part of you while the water pushes the rest of you forward. And that's how femurs get snapped. That's how you get pinned under rocks. That's how you get stuck. That's how you get wedged. That's how you drown. You don't get out of the boat.
Learn from Jonathan's mistake.
Don't get out of the boat. Even when your wife is pushing your limits. You throw her out of the boat.
Great.
Because at least then someone can live. Someone's got to tell the tale.
Oh, God.
And if you're like me, you like telling tales. You want to make sure the story gets told correctly.
That gator snapped right up and grabbed her right
out
of the boat.
She's terrible with stories. Y'all guys saw that in the last Walk and Talk. She had to tell a story. So if someone's got to survive and tell a tale, I'll dive on that one. I'll take that hit. I'll tell the tale. So guys, thank you for joining us on our Sunday fun day. I'm going to take the fact that no other questions have came in to be a sign that you guys not only approved of our anniversary taking Friday off, you forgave us for forgetting completely.
Sorry.
Saturday, and you had a lot of fun with us here on Sunday. Yeah, I was an idiot thinking 120 pounds I could push a raft off the rock and got slammed again by the rocks by the boat as I was pushing off.
Yep.
Stay in the boat. That's the moral of the story. But guys, thanks so much for being awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Sunday. Come hang out with us July 24th.
Yep, Saturday, noon at the joinery.
Make your plans. And guys, it's not that far anywhere in the state.
No.
You know, it's amazing to me how we're at Vero in Einstein's every Sunday and people don't come hang out. Y'all need to use your resources. Come hang out with us, damn it. We're lonely and this is the only person we see all the time. So come hang out with us on the 24th. Come hang out with us every Sunday. Make your plans now for September 11th.
Yes.
And if you're interested in getting in on the reunion in December, let us know because we will be capping it this time. Once we've met the bed quota,
we're done.
We're probably done. Chances are, this house has a lot more room. A lot more room for air mattresses and fun shit. But we want to make sure that we keep it manageable and fun for everybody. So we got a number in mind we want to hit. So we want everybody to come. Check out the resources. Check that tab out. Click some links. Let us know what we're missing. And keep giving us ideas on how we can make things better. And just thanks for being awesome. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being first in. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And we will see you soon. Have a good one. Bye.